is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight. Joining me today is Desiree Cook, who is the founder and executive director of IMU360. Thanks for joining me today, Desiree.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful.
Can you start by telling me what your organization's vision is?
Our vision is to empower vulnerable youth, such as our homeless and foster care youth, so they could feel dignified as well as be treated with dignity.
And Desiree, what is your mission?
Our mission is to plant seeds of hope and watch our youth grow and become fruitful.
And how does your mission help you achieve that vision?
Our mission is to really allow the youth to see themselves as worthy. We have a chant that we do saying, I am somebody. The only way that we could actually do that is help develop self-awareness, self-love, and self-esteem so that we could break generational curses and really create generational change right here in our backyard.
And Desiree, can you tell me about some of the programs that IMU360 runs?
It all started in my living room with the desire to empower girls at first and just having that customized and personalized hygiene items to fit their needs according to ethnicity, which was very important for me. And so that evolved and transformed to actually including boys. We've been doing it for 6 years. What that is full size new hygiene items donated according to age, gender, and ethnicity. And then we also have 4 hygiene dispensaries here locally, and they bring the reusable backpack that we provide and we refill 8 times a year.
And what ages do you serve?
Because we serve kinship, and what that is family members raising their family members' children, you know, stepping up. So it's from newborn all the way to the cutoff age of opportunity youth, which is 24.
When you're discussing products by ethnicity, can you talk a little bit more about what that means?
There's no one size fits all for hygiene. Hygiene is a zillion dollar, if there is such a word, business. We cater and go get the items that we need for our hair and skin. And we're all different, especially different ethnicities require more or less. Primarily as being an African-American woman, I know my hair and my skin does require additional hair care products and moisturizing lotions and such as baby oil to actually seal in a moisture because of the melanin in our skin. We want to customize the needs of each individual and letting them know that you are valuable and you deserve the same playing field as anyone else. And so that's how we kind of remove the barcode stigma, the trial size, because you're not a half a person, you're a whole person. And so we want them to know that we went through painstaking effort to customize this bag just for you. And it really goes a long way for the psyche and a sense of self-worth. Since COVID, we have even stepped up and become relevant in adding now masks, hand sanitizer, as well as hand soap and CDC health tips just as a way of staying healthy.
So Desiree, it sounds like your organization has also adapted to the COVID crisis to continue to serve participants.
Yes. We even had to brainstorm a little bit and how we could stay safe as well as those that we serve. So we did develop curbside pickup as well as curbside delivery in the hot spots. We started going in those locations first, and anyone not included in that particular hot spot for the week would just do curbside pickup. We had to be innovative and rise up to fit the needs of the community that are most vulnerable.
How can folks find out more about IMU360?
They could visit our website. That is IMU360.org on any of our social media platforms, such as Instagram, as well as Facebook.
My name is Elva. I've been speaking with Desiree Cook, who is the founder and executive director of IMU360. Desiree, thank you so much for joining me on KXEI today.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much for having. We are truly honored and humbled.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.